What to do when managers don't like to lead? When leadership becomes a burden instead of a passion? Move them from feeling the duty to lead to feeling the desire to lead. Hello, dear listener. Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, the podcast for leading with impact. My name is Stefan. I am a leadership catalyst and your podcast host. And today we are going to be talking about a product, about a topic that you may have experienced in your daily life as well. Bad managers not wanting to lead. What to do when managers don't like to lead? When leadership becomes a burden instead of a passion. When leadership is only experienced as pressure and not as pleasure. When managers perceive leadership as duty rather than desire. When they should lead but don't want to lead and have never learned to do so systematically. It can be a nightmare. It is probably one of the main reasons why people leave companies. And that's why it's so damn important that we talk about it. And this is one of the most frequent things we observe in our daily consulting work, training work, coaching and leadership work with companies. What we'll do today is we'll talk about three reasons why this is the case. So why there are managers who don't enjoy leading whatsoever, not at all. And three powerful ways how you as a C-level, how you as an HR manager can spark the desire to lead. So let's first talk about the reasons why so many leaders struggle and don't enjoy leading. First, the best specialist becomes a manager, but is not trained to lead at all. Did you ever experience this as well? There is a group of 10 or 20 specialists. Their leader retires. And then the best specialist is appointed the new leader of the group or team without ever learning how to lead. That's understandable, but can have very frustrating consequences for everyone involved, including the leader, her or himself. Many managers have actually never learned that leadership is a different way of working than being a functional specialist. As a specialist, you're working in the system. You're working on a task. You may love the task. You may be a master at the task. And that's important work. And that's called functional work. Leadership work is very different from that work because it's no longer your job to work on the task or to work in the system. You're working on the system. You're enabling others to work on the task. You're empowering others to do the task better and better and more efficiently every single day. You're growing people rather than doing tasks. It's a completely different kind of work. It's not better, not worse. It's just different. And it needs to be trained. It needs to be learned. Like driving a car, you need to learn how to do this, right? But so many managers have never learned it. At least not learned it in a systemic way. They mainly experience conflicts, problems, targets, often hard to achieve, instead of purpose, development, and positive impact. In my work with now more than 11,000 leaders in 800 projects, one of the sentences that unfortunately I've heard often is, quote, "Stefan, I don't have time to lead for leadership. I have to work." Unquote. And when we hear statements like this, then we know, okay, it's necessary that we do this work with this team and probably very rewarding because there is a lot of upside potential. But that's reason number one why some people struggle. They don't enjoy it. They have become a manager, after being a specialist for many, many years, and they have never been trained to lead. Another reason why some managers don't like to lead is the victim role. Victim role instead of steering wheel. Some managers feel like they are being driven. Too many systems, too many room, too little room for maneuver. They take a victim role instead of an influential or advocacy role. They fall into problem admiration instead of problem solving. One of my most sensitive buttons to press. I can't stand problem admiration. Yeah? People coming together and describing a problem in all facets and almost admiring the problem without any single one in the room making any proposal how to solve the problem. This drives me crazy. Problem admiration instead of problem solving. They wait to be led or to be given leadership. But leadership is not always given. It's sometimes actively taken. Or the thought, well, I can't change it anyway. Then I'll just do my job and buy the book and get my work done, unquote. Oh, gosh. These people really radiate to everyone around them that they are victims rather than leaders. And that needs to be changed. People need to get out of their victim roles. Is that easy all the time? Of course not. But it's possible. And that's one thing people need to change and one reason why some leaders don't like leading, because they feel like victims. Well, wake up, get out of that role. And lastly, I've sometimes heard people say, well, leadership means extra work, right? And rather than delegating this, until I've explained it all, until I've delegated it all, I'd rather do it myself. Because then I know it's done and it's done well, right? That's the mindset. Leadership is extra work. Today, leadership means a lot. It means involvement in strategy, defining and delivering performance, humanity, change, diversity, hybrid workplaces, and many others. Those who don't learn to prioritize and let go feel overwhelmed and take refuge in operational work, doing the small things that they can control themselves for little rewards. Until I have explained all that and delegated all that, I'd rather do it myself. I've experienced all of this differently, much better. The attitude I see is leading means consistently helping others grow and as a result, consistently delivering excellent business results by enabling others to do the right thing. That's the power of leadership. And leadership is a learnable, teachable skill. Almost everyone, not everyone, but almost everyone can learn to lead. You only need two things as a prerequisite. You need the readiness to learn it, and you need to like humans. Because you're leading people, and not machines. And then you need to be ready for lifelong learning. Because that's what it is. Leadership is lifelong learning. It's fascinating. I love it. It's productive. It's amazing. But it never ends because we are leading humans, right? So that's one of the things where I would say that's why so many people don't like to lead. They either have become promoted, they got promoted as a specialist without being trained, they are in victim roles, or they regard leadership as extra work rather than a different kind of work. Now let's turn the page. How can you make managers want to lead? Three ideas for you. Number one, first tip, make leadership tangible. Let managers experience where their leadership has a concrete, specific, tangible impact. For example, through direct feedback from their own team. And when their team members reporting to them, let you know that they feel well led, that they feel encouraged, that they feel supported in their individual and professional growth. then let that leader know. Because impact creates pride. So let your people know. Example, allow the managers who report to you to grow by always giving them a little more responsibility than they themselves think they can handle. In my 25 years in corporate, I had 16 different bosses. And my best ever boss did exactly that for 3 years in a row. He always gave me more responsibility than I thought I could handle. And then he expected me to manage it, encouraged me that I'll be able to do it. And once I got close, he raised the bar again. Yeah? He always gave me a little more than I thought I could handle. And if you give those people more, they will grow more because they don't know what's inside them. They always have more potential than they themselves are aware of. And if you then honestly praise them and you honestly appreciate them for their progress, their learning, their failures, their successes, their growth, they will feel the impact. So tip number one, make leadership tangible. Two, see leadership as a relief and not as a burden. Show your managers that good leadership is not extra work, but it creates relief. It leads to fewer escalations, to clearer roles, to better results, to more people development. Leadership is a lever, not a to-do. Let me illustrate this with a quote I received a few years after we started our own company. Maybe 3-4 years after we started, we ran a Lightwolf leadership program with maybe 40 global leaders from all 5 continents in a global business in the C-suite, a company based in the heart of Europe. We did trainings for a couple of days and then individual coachings half a year later. And when I did my 1 hour of individual coaching with Johannes, one of those team members, those leaders in that company, he interrupted me when I started and said, "Stefan, stop. I would first like to say thank you." And I went like, "Okay, Johannes, thank you very much, but for what?" And he went on to say, "Stefan, a few weeks ago, I came home from work and my wife said, 'Hey, Johannes, what is going on with you? Why are you so happy recently that you come home from work? I've never seen you that happy coming home from work in a long, long time.'" And I smiled back and said, "Look, I've done 3 little things differently in the way how I'm leading myself and others, and it works. And here is, Stefan, what I've done. Out of your Lightwolf toolbox, I've taken those 3. Setting good goals, delegating effectively, and coaching effectively. And I really use them consistently with all of my direct reports. And here is the outcome. I freed up more than 50% of my capacity. I got an additional job on top, and the company saved a lot of cost. I got the biggest pay rise and the biggest promotion in my career, and my people are even more motivated and even more productive as a result of those 3 Lightwolf leadership tools. Thank you, Stefan." Unquote. So that's what Johannes said to me. And that to me is a wonderful evidence that he has managed with a simple trick, with just 3 tools we gave him and some practice that we practiced together and then some consistency in applying them in daily work. He managed to see leadership as a relief and not as a burden. Because he could have seen it as a burden, suddenly having more than twice as many people reporting to him, even more responsibility. He didn't. He saw it as a relief. And that's my second advice for you. Make your managers see leadership as a relief and not as a burden. And tip number 3, emotionally charge leadership. Don't just talk about goals. Talk about meaning. What do people achieve through their leadership? Who would the others be without them? Who are they with them? meaning and purpose motivate more deeply than duty. Move them from feeling the duty to lead to feeling the desire to lead. And it's possible to move people from duty to desire. I'm utterly convinced. You can do things like making them see the purpose. You can agree good goals, not just goals or smart goals, good goals. You can give them good feedback. Yeah, the specific praise and also the specific criticism that's perceived helpful. You can find their personal triggers and link what you need for the business growth to their personal triggers. And they will want to start to lead. And if you do so, you will find ways to show them that their own leadership has made 1 + 1 = 3 and more. And how their own leadership behavior has made this possible. So with these 3 tips, with these 3 ideas, leadership becomes again what it can be: effective, human, motivating. So here are my 3 tips for you, how you can make managers want to lead. 1, make leadership tangible. 2, see leadership as a relief, not a burden. And 3, emotionally charge leadership. Why? Well, because leadership is fun. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you found one trick, one thing, one idea that you can use for your daily leadership work. Now, one request. Because this topic is so important to so many listeners here in the Lightwolf community, I'd like to ask you for one little favor. I'd like to ask you to please participate in a quick and simple survey. The topic is, how do you make good leadership fun in your organization? It'll take you 1/2 minute and will help the entire Lightwolf leadership learning community move forward better. Thank you in advance for taking the time to participate. And if you like this Lightwolf podcast, then please take your smartphone now. Go into Spotify and subscribe to it. Go into iTunes and subscribe to it. Go into whatever your preferred streaming service for podcasts is and subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast so you never miss a new episode. We are airing every single week and the community is growing day by day. So for today, thank you for your time, and I can't wait that we meet again when you dial in again into this show, when we again exchange about the topic of leadership. Speak soon, take care, and thank you.